Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodrich. Connection is made.
And welcome to the Council Connection show with myself, Michael. I'm not Kelly, I'm Michael. And my co-host, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
G'day, Michael. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good. A bit of a muddle in my head there. I think I'm Mum Kelly. I'm not. We've got some great guests lined up this week. It was lovely to come every month, come along, share some stories about what's great things happening in the community, in the libraries, and elsewhere as well, which is a great place to live. And, it is raining, but it's a nice drizzle compared to the heavy storms we had. I think this is us saying the way here. It's like getting a book, getting a cup of tea, curling up.
Snuggling up.
Yes. And fingers crossed it'll clear, because we're going to talk soon with Ethne about the Healesville Homegrown Food Fair happening this Sunday at Healesville Community Garden. And after that, we're going to chat to Rose from your library, what's happening into libraries. And then at the end of our session, we've got the Youth Voice, and we've got an interview with Finnegan Rose, who was part of the Impoverishment Project, who was a bunch of 12 young people from Arpa Yarra, and they went through about a six-month writing project and produced their own vignettes. Got an interview with Finnegan about her experience as well. So lots to happen, and a few more events happening soon as well we'll talk about coming up. But for now, I'm going to hand over to you and Kelly and Ethne to talk about this exciting event happening this weekend.
Thanks, Michael, and welcome to our wonderful guest, Ethne Pfeiffer from the Healesville Community Garden. How are you, Ethne?
I'm really well. Thank you, Kelly, and thank you, Michael, for having me on today. It's a great opportunity to catch up.
I was imagining on the way out, Ethne, like Michael said, it's a little bit drizzly out there, but I was thinking there'd be some gardeners out there that would enjoy a little bit of wet weather at the moment, because it's been quite wet. Would that be fair to say down at the garden?
We are loving it. That huge bit of rain was so welcome. It's been a dry month, so we would have, heard on the radio and seen in the news that, March was like one of the driest months in a very, very long time. So it was welcome. It was really welcome.
Yeah. But we're hoping that the rains drizzles through the week and then clears nicely for up this coming weekend. So Sunday, I hear on the grapevine, we've got an event down at Coronation Park. Do you want to tell us a bit more about that?
Kelly, we actually have two events happening virtually at the same time. So on Sunday the 7th of April, we have the Healesville Homegrown Food Fair, which starts at the garden at 11 a.m. and goes through to 1 p.m. So this will actually be our third food fair. So it's a great opportunity to really promote home gardening, being a little bit self-sufficient around food, and really enjoying all the benefits, not of just growing food, but it's wonderful being out in the garden. It's wonderful being out in nature and also gardening with other people. But it's also a great opportunity for the community to get to know some of their own community groups. So I've got about 18 stallholders and a really wide range of people. So from environmental groups through to, there's a new group called Healesville Community Emergency Hub, and they're there to help people when, we do have those storms and the blackouts and all that sort of thing. So it's really important that we get to meet those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, like you say, it's a great opportunity for people to come down nice and casually, have a little bit of a wander. And what a beautiful space it is down there at Coronation Park. Butts to the community garden there as well. You can have a little bit of a wander. I just imagine on the day I can, grab a bag and head down and grab some brochures and have some yarns with those local community groups. Is that the vibe for the day?
Exactly, exactly. Okay. So we're not a market, so we don't want people to think they're going to come and shop. Mm-hmm. It's really about promoting local growing, home gardening, community gardening, and supporting local producers. So it's that whole thing around, we don't really need to be caught up in the supermarket chain. Yeah. We can have our own creative solutions to, growing food and sharing food. Yes, it is. And we also choose the first Sunday of the month to coincide with the community market. So we're across the road from the community markets on the same day. So if people are going to the community market, they can literally just wander across the street. We'll have a coffee van. They can, meet some local community groups, wander around the garden. We'll have some garden demonstrations. There'll be a sourdough making demo.
Yes.
And a few other activities. So it's interactive. You don't need to stay long. So if you are just wandering around, you can just mosey around, chat, have a look around, and it's a nice, easy, experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, 18 or so community groups being there speaks volumes. You've been doing, I think you just said the third year that you've been doing it. So I'm sure that there's some repeat offenders in there that are coming back to get involved in the action on the day, which speaks volumes for the event.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's lovely for us to build those connections ourselves. Mm. So for the community garden, to have those connections with other community groups is really important. We support each other. So we're not just going in with our own message, you know, it really is about a collective effort. Mm. We're the sorts of groups that are there. So with a group like Huey, which are an environmental group, so, you know, they support us in that sense of the wider kind of stewardship of that parkland and the waterways through there. So that's a good shared value, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And on that too, I think I read somewhere, Ethne, that there's an opportunity for a guided walk. Yes. In that area as well.
Yes. So yeah. 12:30, Karen from Huey will lead a walk around the river, and there've been some fantastic new finds in the local manningum tree. So I won't say what it is, because that's for Karen to share with the community.
Mm-hmm.
But even if the weather is a bit drizzly, it doesn't matter. You know, bring your brolly. You know, put your parker on. Come and have a wander. And in fact, the park has its own beauty on days like that. So, you know, when it's a little bit, you know, a little bit of moisture in the air, it's just beautiful.
Yeah, bit moody, and with the trees there in the background. And like you say, pop on a parker, grab a brolly, head on down and have a wander. And you mentioned, Ethne, there's two events happening on the day. So obviously it kicks off with the food fair and connecting with the community groups. And then what happens after that?
So at about 12:30, we've got an event called Community Voices in the Park starting. So it's an event we started actually 4 years ago. It's an opportunity for amateur performers to come and play. So it's really about being able to, you know, share your songs. We've got many singer-songwriters in our community, or whatever your act is, you know, come and perform. So it means that you've actually got an audience. You can showcase what you do. For a lot of people around Healesville, you know, they like to do open mic night. So it's sort of an opportunity to go, yep, I can do it, sort of stepping up and kind of stepping into that space.
Yeah, yep. And I believe the local community choir is quite heavily involved on the day, is that right?
Yes, so we've got Healesville Community Choir, we've got Badger Creek Women's Choir performing, we've got really well-known artists like Catherine Nolan and David Johnson as well, but then some newer performers who we've never had before, and a real crew. I'm really thrilled about this. We're going to have a woman named Andrea Woodbury come and join us. So she's a woman who lives with disability, and I actually saw her name pop up through a council email chain, and she's written a song about living with disability, and she's looking for other performers to perform that song with her. So I contacted her and said, would you like to come down and be part of what we do and, you know, give your work a shout out? So she's going to come along, and it's just genius. It's a sort of event where, because it's local, it's amateur, you know, we can do those sorts of things. We can just morph, you know, we can just sort of change things. So we're really fortunate to have groups like the Badger Creek Women's Choir joining us and other quite experienced performers. So whilst they're not gigging performers, like they're not being paid to perform, they, you know, they've clocked up a bit of time, and so they're really good, like they're beautiful at what they do, and they're willing to come along and perform for free, and, you know, just give their gift of, you know, singing and songwriting to our community, and hopefully inspire some people to step up into that space. But that opportunity with Andrea was just gold. So it's a sort of thing that can just happen, like magic happens, you know?
Magic happens when it's meant to happen. And I guess it's that openness and that inclusive event that you offer that allows that to happen. And we were speaking on earlier at lunchtime actually about community choirs and the beauty of bringing lots of different people together with different skills and different ideas together to sing a song in harmony. And well, the world needs more of that. And what an opportunity we've got on Sunday to get involved. And it's a family event. There's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Family friendly, dog friendly, because Coronation Park is an off-leash dog park. So it means that, you know, people can walk their dog, come and have a look, you know, a little look around, stop and listen to the music. But again, it's that thing of of just kind of being able to roll with how people are responding to what you do. So last year we started the concert just after the food fair, and people said, why don't you incorporate it a bit more? So stall holders actually said it would be nice to have some more music while the fair is on. So we've tried to incorporate it, but not fully, like a full blend would be too much. So it's mm-hmm. nice to start the fair. But we'll have the Uke Believers. So they're a local ukulele group. So the Uke
Fabulous.
Believers will be performing at the food fair, so quite close to the community market. So they'll be close at River Street. So that'll be fun to have live music with the food fair. Then at 12, we've got a Welcome to Country. So Thane... Garvey Gannaway is going to do the Welcome to Country, so I'm really thrilled about that. We'll have Aaron Violi MP following Thane, and then we'll start the Community Voices in the Park after that. In terms of the weather, that's probably the one that we'll need to sort of monitor a bit more closely, because with the fair, like we said, people can wander through. If it's a bit drizzly, it's fine. You can just, you know, walk around and enjoy a bit of a chat and, you know, the demos, like the bread-making demo. But with the music event, we'll have microphones and, you know, gear.
There'll be a few extra things to consider.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A few extra things and, you know, involving, you know, microphones and such like. Mm-hmm. So we'll call that one closer to the day. So if you don't mind, if I could do a little shout out just to say that if people
Absolutely.
Are considering coming or not, what we will do is put on the Healesville Community Garden Facebook page whether we're going ahead with both events or, you know, how we're going to call it on the day. So, yep, I'll do that.
Great move. And look, flexible. You know, we have to roll with the weather. But yeah, keep an eye on Healesville Community Gardens Facebook page. If you're not sure of what the call's going to be, that will be the most up-to-date information. And just to remind everyone, Sunday the 7th of April, kicking off at 11 a.m. In Coronation Park, and then followed by Voices in the Park from 12 noon in the same location.
About 12:30.
12:30, yeah. So family friendly. Bring your pup down if you'd like to. Lots to see, lots of people to connect with. And again, as Ethne mentioned, if the weather's looking a little suspect, check out the Healesville Community Gardens Facebook page for all the updates.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Ethne. Looking forward to it. I'm going to pop down myself. I'm looking forward to connecting with everyone and seeing things in action. I will have my brolly packed as a plan B, but I'm going to put it out there to the weather gods. We won't need it.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like an amazing event, and run by the local community garden as well, which is amazing. So I think if people come down, absolutely. If you can't, check out the Facebook page and even just come down and say hello to somebody in the community gardens as well. Beautiful, friendly bunch there as well. And it's an amazing to see having a community garden. So, you know, a large community garden that's so well maintained and really inclusive, really friendly, right in the heart of Healesville. It's something really special for this community to have. So thank you so much to all the volunteers and everyone at the Healesville Community Garden for not just maintaining the garden, providing a space for people to grow food and connect and share, but putting on such an amazing event and bringing all these people together is phenomenal. So thank you so much. And next we have a song, and then we'll have Rose from your library talking about what's happening in your libraries in Yarra Junction and Healesville, a few updates around local events, and then lastly after that we'll have our Youth Voice talking about the In Publishment Project. But now, here's a song.
I'm a hyped up felt mess, an overstimulated nerves wreck. I wanna help, wanna fix it all. Forget myself, it's so predictable. I don't know where I wanna be. I'm not as clear as never guaranteed. I wanna hide, wanna feel complete. I shut it out, I need some more relief. Pick my stitches, a hidden arc.
and welcome back to the Council's Connection Show. And we have Rose with us from your library. Hey, Rose.
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, very well. I was just saying to Kelly on the way here, I love these like little drizzly days. Just reminds me of grabbing a good book, getting somewhere cozy, yes, like the local, yes, library.
And like the library?
Yeah, and stopping.
Absolutely.
Up. Yeah. What are you reading at the moment, actually? I'm curious.
What am I reading at the moment?
Yeah.
I'm currently reading a book that's called The Farm Community.
Ooh.
And it's got a lot of food in it,
yes,
which is one of my favourites. And it's just a look at communal living, which I came across my desk and I thought, oh, that's interesting. Mm. So I decided to have a bit of a read.
Oh, very, yeah, nice. And after, yeah, this, well, after our chat, we've got the interview from Franny, who is one of the in publishment project writers with their, have the vignette, which has worked with your library as well in Yarra Junction.
Yes.
And
yes.
I was
actually right at the beginning of that with Phoebe Lines.
Yes.
When she was originally putting in her proposal for that one. I was at Yarra Junction at the time and I moved to Healesville. But yeah, it was really fantastic to see how well that project, you know, came off the ground and so many people were involved and it seems like there's some really fantastic outcomes in community. So it was really, really good to see see that and have that connection to the libraries, of course, as well.
Exactly, because I was visiting the young people and the writers during school holidays, there during the school holiday and after school, going down to Yarra Junction Library and editing and re-editing and re-editing all their writing.
Yep.
It's a lot of work. And the library was really core to that, to be a place where they could go and meet each other and work on what they love.
Absolutely.
And not just read books, but create books, which is incredible.
Exactly. I mean, that's really, libraries are, they are inspiring spaces and they're change spaces. They're not, you know, we've had these conversations so many times, they're not the spaces where you go to be told to shush and sit quietly and that book's late so it's going to be 20 cents a day or anything like that. We don't do any of that. So we really are, we're communal workspaces now. We have people running their businesses out of the library. You know, you see them come in every day and you think, oh, I wonder what incredible business they're putting together. But so much going on. And, of course, as you mentioned, school holidays. So we are in the midst of our April school holiday programs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's one of the things that are going on both here and at Yarra Junction, which is a lot of fun. Lots of kids in the library.
Yes.
We have a scavenger hunt here at Healesville. So it has been a little bit noisier than usual because very excited children running around looking for the little surprises around the place. But we love school holiday time. It's very exciting and very busy with lots of events.
Yes, yes. And
yeah.
So tell us what's coming up during school holidays, but also post-school holidays. What's happening at the libraries?
Yeah, well, here at Healesville, we have got some pop-up card making tomorrow. So that's Thursday. That's 2 o'clock till 3 o'clock. And that's just, for the pop-up card making, you can just pop in and make a card. So no need to book for that one, which is nice. We have pet portraits on Friday, so people can come in and, make a portrait of their pet. Next
now,
week,
can they bring their pets into the library for their pet portraits? So bring a little picture
it'd
instead.
It'd probably be better to just bring it.
I was just imagining what pets might be brought into the library,
We can turn it into a zoo library. Please don't bring your pets to the library.
Dr. Doolittle Library,
But exactly, Doolittle Library. But we've got a family story time next Tuesday at 11 a.m. And then a really exciting one that we have coming up is our Introduction to Wayapa for Kids. So we're really excited about this one. Shani Steele, who is a licensed Wayapa practitioner, will be facilitating, and it'll be really, we've been running this for adults, but you know, there was a lot of interest for kids to get involved, so Shani's put together a children's workshop. So it's going to be a really exciting one that's coming up next Thursday at 1 p.m. So that's the 11th, and it's a really nice practice at the Wayapa. It's movement and storytelling, so it's ideal for kids to help with their mindfulness development, and it combines ancient Indigenous practices with movement and storytelling, and a lot of mindfulness and you know, just togetherness, which is really great. So yeah, that's a really exciting one coming up for the end of school holidays at Healesville. So we're looking forward to that one.
It's beautiful. I've done that in the past with school students as well, and primary school students, with WIAPA workshops, and they're just amazing, these grounding spaces to bring young people into.
Yeah.
And things you can take home, that learning you can take home with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep practicing, because I know school holidays are tough, and the things children have to navigate these days.
Yeah,
all these things.
So bringing them along just before they have to head back into their you know, second term of school. Just, you know, these holidays can be quite exciting. I hear there's a lot of chocolate involved in this current
holiday. I've seen some chocolate around. Yeah, little round bits of chocolate.
Yeah. So we can just do some WIAPA. Calm down from that school holiday high and get into the right mindful state to head back into the next term of schooling. It'll be really great.
Yes.
We do have some adult events coming up as well. So we've got our community lunches are back, which is really exciting.
Fantastic.
They have been shut down for a little while. We were struggling with funding, but yay, we got some funding from the wonderful Lions Club and from the RSL. And the local RSL here. And so we are now able to get up and running again. So from April, so we've got one this April, Thursday, the 18th of April. So that'll be our first one for the year, which is really exciting to get that community lunch happening.
And I know in the past there's a bit of a partnership with the community garden as well, with the lunches.
We've got a plot down there. So there is the homegrown food fair happening this weekend, and we do have a plot down there, and we do grow food in that plot that we then use in our community lunches, or we donate it to Hickey. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes we just bring herbs into the library, and if people want to take a bunch, they can. If we just have it, sometimes we have an abundance of herbs.
What an amazing
place. But that food goes into the meals, which is really, it's full circle, you know. It's it's good to have that plot and to be able to grow some of that food as well.
Yep, and all those connections between community and the gardens and the library and the Lions.
Absolutely.
And all those places that, you know, everyone working together. It's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We're looking at bringing back our gardening club, so that will happen after winter into spring. So yeah, we're really wanting to get more out of that garden in 2024 and get some people down there too, some of our patrons down there to join in.
Yes.
Because not everybody can have a garden, you know. Some people don't have the space, or maybe they just don't have the know-how. So it'll be good to bring back a gardening club where people can come down and learn a bit and share their wisdom and knowledge, or seeds, or, you know, something that they're having success growing. So that will be really nice in spring.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we've got so much, like, in the libraries, as always. We are destination libraries these days. Places to come and, you know, have exciting adventures. So yeah, we do have a lot on. Some creative storytelling coming up in April, so on the 20th of April. So that will be you know, for all ages, coming and learning how to do creative storytelling, which is really exciting. We've got a Celtic mythology and storytelling workshop coming up in May. We've got two new regular groups. So we do a lot of regular groups, usually once a month here at Healesville Library and at most of our libraries. But we have now got the Healesville Crafters, who are every Thursday, 10 till 12. So anybody's welcome who likes to do anything to do with craft. It's, you know, if you like knitting, if you like crocheting, if you like making collages, it doesn't matter what you're into. You can come and have a cup of tea with a few other like-minded people and just spend 2 hours crafting. People find it hard to find time to do things.
Yes.
So if you've got that set time where you come and other people are doing it, you can sort of go, okay, well, that's 2 hours. And we've got a family history research group that's meeting every Wednesday, 10 until 12 as well, which is really fantastic, because so many people come into the library and they want to, either they've bought a property in the Yarra Valley or in the Yarra Ranges, and they want to understand more about their property and the history, or people are looking for their own family history. Maybe they've lived here a long time or are returning. So this group have a bit of that knowledge. They're connected with the Historical Society, and so they actually know the tools to start doing that investigation and research for yourself.
A little brains trust for you to tap into, yeah, going, oh, this question yeah. I might answer, or where you can find it, or what support yeah. is around. Like, yeah,
and so much just a bit of a think tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a think tank and knowledge sharing. Someone might know one way to look something up. Someone might know another way to look something up. So if all those people can come together, and everybody's welcome to join in every Wednesday, sorry, now, 10 till 12, they came in today.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll do that each week, and anybody can join in and get a bit of a kickstart into their family history research.
Sounds fascinating. It's just the local history, too, of all those stories. And there's stories that have been passed on and shared as well. Like, there's things you don't know, and it's hard to find where it is, but it's there to find if you just need to find the right person. Yeah. And there they are, the library.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's such an incredible history in the area, and so many connections. I remember when I bought a house up here, it was within, the first few months, I'd had four different people from four different walks of life come to my house and say, oh, I've been to this house before. And did you know that this happened at this house before? And I thought, wow, there's a lot of history there. So a history group is a great opportunity to be able to look that sort of information up.
Absolutely.
So come to the library to do that.
Yeah. And if you can't come to the library, you can still enjoy some great programs and services the libraries offer as well, and your library online as well.
Yes, absolutely. The offerings for our digital and online programs, platforms, apps is incredible. I often tell people about them, and they say, yeah. If I get a minute, we sit down, we actually go through it, and people realise that, streaming service. I mean, it's part of your membership. It's free. We pay for the service. Yep. You use the service.
That's like with Canopy. It's like people haven't heard it before. It's kind of like a Netflix or one of those streaming services, but it has incredible amounts of content, and old movies and new movies and kids programs.
45,000 titles, over 45,000 titles that are all part of your membership. There's Libby Online and BorrowBox, so that's all your e-reading. I mean, the amount of people that I meet that are paying for services that I won't name the brands, but
yes.
There's quite a few very expensive, brands out there and apps out there that will give you, audiobooks or ebooks and that's all for free with your membership. So if you can't leave the house, there's still options and opportunities to access some incredible programs, some incredible apps and not have to pay for them, which is really important. I think that's what we're here to provide as much as possible is services for free.
And like you mentioned before, even if you're not quite sure how to get started, you just pop into the library and you'll have somebody like yourself, one of the staff members going, that's right, I'll sit down with you and I'll help you connect up and work through it on your device, and so you can get going and then enjoy it yourself in your own time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I cannot tell you how much we all enjoy that part of our job, the part of our job where we get to help somebody find something that's going to help them in life or just bring them a bit of joy. I taught my mum how to find Canopy the other day and I can't get her off it. She's amazed by, all of these titles, these movies, these TV shows that she can watch, and, it's all part of the membership. So it's that little bit of excitement and joy, or even just finding a book for someone that they really, really want to read. And the excitement when it arrives on the reservation shelf and they're sort of running out of the library ready to read it.
And that's the thing too, you might go into the library and your book you love might not be there, but because your library has such a vast catalogue on different sites, in the books not like at your local library, you can still order it in and then you can come it in for you. So if you can't find it there, it'll be potentially most likely in the catalogue and you can order it in when it's available and it'll be there ready waiting for you when it's available as well.
Absolutely. And, and we're so close here with, Lilydale Library, who is in our library service, and Yarra Junction as well. So all these people that are in this area are able to go and return or borrow from those libraries as well. So if you're in those areas, you have those opportunities, you can go to all of the events that are at those libraries as well. Mm-hmm. So, the network is even larger, as you mentioned. We're 13 libraries and three reading rooms, and an event space that also has a small library in it at Miller's Homestead. So there's a lot of books and DVDs and audiobooks and magazines. There's a lot of content to borrow.
Yeah, and just spaces to meet local community members and to connect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of lovely spaces, lots of lovely spaces to use for whatever you need them for. So, you know, come to the library, come and visit us. I mean, you can even play a PlayStation here if you really want to. Yeah, we've got it all. We've got it all. So, yeah, there's so much to do at your library. And that's where you want to go to. If you're looking for something, you go to yourlibrary.com.au. So Y-O-U-R library. So sometimes when you say go to your library, people type in their local library. But it's your library, Y-O-U-R library.com.au. And if your listeners are... jump onto that website, I guarantee you they'll find something that they're interested in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Rose. Yeah. It's been amazing chatting to you again, as always, and hearing all about Tapping Libraries. Very exciting. And, yes, great to hear. Community lunches are happening again. Fantastic news.
Very, very exciting.
So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the school holidays at the library.
We will.
All the lovely noise that comes with us.
Yes, all the fun.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Thanks,
Rose. All right, now we're off to a song, and then next we're going to do some updates on local events, and then we're going to hear about the Impublishments Project.
Shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, I shoot you down. Shoot my baby. Yeah, shoot my baby shot me down.
Welcome back to the Council Connection Show. We've got a quick rapid fire events coming up, and then we'll come to our youth section as well around the Impublishments Project. But Kelly, what's coming up in the valley?
Well, the Little Badgers are gathering at Badger Creek community for an upcoming picnic. There'll be something for everyone on Sunday the 28th of April. Things will kick off from about 12 noon at the old school on Badger Creek Road in Badger Creek. There'll be a little bit of live entertainment. Local community groups will be involved, and it's a bit of an opportunity to hear a little bit more about their current community plans. So keep an eye on their Facebook page, the Badger Creek Community Group Facebook page. More information will come as the group finalises information for that event. We also have council offers some free skill building workshops for community groups and local creatives. So we've got one coming up in a couple of weeks on Thursday the 18th of April between 6 and 8pm online via Zoom, and it's all about project planning and design. So if you think you need a bit of support with planning or that, you know, that pitch to help get the message out about your project, this is the one for you. And we've also got one in May, so on Saturday the 11th of May, in person down the road at Montrose, but a really important topic. It's all about reigniting volunteering. Volunteering, as we know, it's a bit tough. A lot of great volunteers doing a lot of hard work. But if you're interested in registering, just jump on Council's website, yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, search events and pop in those topic names and they'll come up for you. That's beautiful. It from me, Michael.
Some great stuff coming up. In the Upper Yarra, we've got a great event this weekend, a Crank Up, which is long-going event this April the 6th and 7th. It's the Hearsville and Community Festival at the Upper Yarra Museum. Amazing things happening. There's car shows, live music, wood chopping, so much to go on. So if you want to find out more, just search Upper Yarra Museum on Facebook or Crank Up on your browser and you'll find the details there to book a ticket online or to buy on the day. And also coming up later this month is the Millgrove Light Trail presented by Millgrove Resident Action Group on the 20th of April. It starts at 6pm. There's 7 sessions. And each session goes for 45 minutes. And it's a beautiful place, chance to dress up in your vintage gear with your children and family as well, and do a tour, a light tour of Millgrove and learn about the history around Millgrove with some projections and some live performances across the Millgrove area. Great event. You can search the Light Trail event on your browser or go to Facebook or your browser and search Millgrove Resident Action Group, who are the presenters of the workshop of the event. It's a fantastic free event as well. It's on again the April the 20th from 6pm. You must book. Tickets are limited, although they are free and about almost half sold, so get in quick. But lastly for the show, we have Sophie, our Youth Development Officer, interviewing one of the embellishment project writers about her experience writing and producing the vignette booklet.
Hi, I'm Sophie Farinacci and I am a Youth Development Officer with Yarra Rangers Council, and I'm coming to you today from Wurundjeri Country with a very special youth team segment. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM and we have today an excerpt from a conversation that I had with a young author, published author, Finnegan Rose Regan, who is an exceptional young person who has recently published a collection of stories, an anthology vignette, a collection of short stories by young writers of the Yarra Valley. Through the youth development program and youth mentoring program, The Impublishment Project by Phoebe Rose Lyons. The Impublishment Project was completely transformational for the 12 young people who participated in the 8-month project. The Impublishment Project aims to empower young people through creative writing practices and workshops, culminating in the legacy making of printed artifacts, enriching young people's sense of pride in self, sense of place, belonging, identity, and building intergenerational relationships and sustainable community connections. We kicked off the launch of Vignette last Saturday night at Arts Centre Warburton and completely packed out the Mechanics Institute Hall with over 120 people for the red carpet event. We laughed, we cried, we witnessed the vulnerability, the courage, the sheer brilliance of these young people, and we were completely inspired in this night of celebration, recognition, and joy. Vignette is available to be purchased through direct sales via emailing inpublishmentproject@gmail.com. Students at Upper Yarra Secondary can borrow it from their school library. And ebook sales are forthcoming, so check out the Impublishment Project on Facebook and the underscore Impublishment underscore Project on Instagram. And dial in, I suppose, for this really, really beautiful, candid chat that I had with youth worker Teddy and Finn, who is one of the young writers, actually at the Hillsville Library, because the day that we were supposed to air this interview, the transmission towers were hit by lightning or out of order for whatever reason, so we had to improvise and record this conversation instead. But it's a really beautiful conversation that really, really is evidence of the transformation, the sense of belonging, self-expression, this opportunity to connect with oneself in the most joyful, challenging of ways in writing this story that is so connected to self and place, being the Yarra Rangers. And to see and to hear what this has done for Finn is just brilliant. So they are an exceptional young person, and I really hope you enjoy this interview.
How long was your story?
I think around 10 pages. Awesome. And like maybe 4,000 words.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, truly amazing. And how do I say the name? Viridian and the...
Marisma... Wait, what?
I've got it written down.
And the Marasmius Briatas. Viridian and the Marasmius. Marasmius Oriadas.
Can you tell me about that? Who is Viridian? Is Viridian a character? Yeah, am I wrong?
Main character of the book.
Yep.
So she's got green hair.
Cool.
And she's throughout the story, one of the other characters gives her the name Viridian.
Oh, cool.
Because she's got green hair.
And, yeah.
And the Marasmius Oriades are a type of mushroom that grow in circles.
Oh,
and
wow.
Recycled mushrooms.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got an image of when I used to be really into fairies and mushrooms being about the space. I love that.
Yes.
So Marasmius Oriades. And they're a real mushroom, I figure.
Yeah, they're a real mushroom. And they're not technically native to Australia, but I thought since they, I think they were introduced and then...
Yeah.
And then they maybe sort of appeared up more as they came, but that was when the fairies sort of came to Australia.
Yeah, okay.
And started being interested in it. And then
that's where it came. And what role do the Marasmius Oriadas, have in the story?
Not a huge one.
No, I love that.
There's a fairy portal, but the mushrooms aren't really fully mentioned. Like, okay. They are.
But they're there.
Is it more of a character-driven story, like the interactions between the different people and their voices?
I think so. I don't know.
No, that's okay. It doesn't follow Viridian. I'm trying to get an image of Viridian in my mind.
Okay, so Viridian is she's a 17-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And she has long, wavy green hair. Like,
amazing. How long? Like knee length? Or?
I'd say like almost knee.
Okay. It's long. It's flowing. That's the image I have.
And she always wears long flowy dresses with pockets and cardigans.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And she spends a lot of time in the forest.
Yeah.
And then and she always forgets things.
Okay.
In the forest. She always loses her bag and her phone, and she has to get, like, this tracking app on her phone so she can find her bag.
Yeah.
But then...
Does she lose I face that often. Have you worked out a solution to this problem in your storm? If so, I need it.
I guess just get the friend Faye. so they can get it for you.
Okay, thank you, Faye. I'll be looking for them in my life real time now. Can you tell me about Faye and Viridian? Are they do they meet in your story, or are they already friends?
Okay, so Faye is like the fairy.
Yeah.
And so she's just trying to figure out how to explain it. Okay, so one day she's in the forest. It starts off where she's being chased by some sort of animal.
Yeah.
But she doesn't know what it could be.
Okay.
She knows these forests really well, and it seems bigger than anything.
Okay.
It could logically be.
Yeah.
But, and eventually she finds, after she's been running for so long and she's getting really exhausted, she finds this giant willow tree with mushrooms all surrounding it.
Okay.
And she just knows that she has to get there. But then she gets grabbed by something. And coming from behind.
Okay.
And she's getting dragged back, and she's somehow feeling more at peace rather than less.
Oh, wow.
As
so
she's being dragged away.
Okay.
And then that is kind of how my story begins, and it then goes in with everything that's happening. And
what a hook.
I
need to read this. I love all of the, like, I love the idea that something about that being grabbed by this thing that was pursuing Viridian was, like, peaceful or, like, felt kind of right about it, and that is what's driving sort of the mystery or the journey of Viridian.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. What inspired you, Finn?
I just like fairies. Yeah. I just like
cool.
I just love this idea, and I love walking around in forests and always forget stuff everywhere.
Yeah. So Viridian is in parts a projection. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's basically, and like this different. Like, there's parts of her that are a lot like me, and then parts of her that aren't.
Yeah.
She's very quick to judge people.
Okay, yeah.
And very, like, a bit, like, I'm not sure how to explain it, like.
Quick to judge. Do we find out why she's quick to judge, or is it just, this is Viridian?
Part of her personality. Like, that's just how her mind is working.
Yeah. Makes sense if she's in the forest.
Yeah, yeah, but then that doesn't really work out for her, because these beautiful people who have these illusions and different ideas of what's right and wrong just...
Do they trick her? Viridian?
Yeah, they try to, but she has some mysterious reason why she's not as easy to trick.
Okay.
So why do you think it's important for people who are reading your story to see characters like Viridian?
It's important for readers who are queer or disabled to see characters like themselves in books, and also important for non-queer and non-disabled people to see these characters, because it helps them to understand those people and become more aware of their existence in the world.
Absolutely. That's one of the main ways that we learn about the world around us, is hearing other people's stories and relating to them. We can all maybe see a little bit of ourselves in Viridian and also learn something from Viridian through your story.
I love this. And I love all of the parts of like myth and the mythical literature world that you're pulling into this. Yeah, it sounds like you're really... keen reader and know a lot, and I can't wait to read your story, Finn.